When Bobby Messick was 17, he got his girlfriend pregnant. To help with her medical bills, he says, he stole money from his employer, the local Dairy Queen. When he got caught, a judge sentenced him to probation. But Messick missed several drug tests after his son was born, and the judge ordered him locked up in the Newport News city jail. Unable to bring medication for his diabetes, Messick feared that 10-day sentence could cost his life.
They have to get approval from the doctor for them to be able to give you the insulin that you need. I was sitting there for about 5 hours in booking because they only had one person working, and my blood sugar went up to 550. You know, I tried saying something to them, but their excuses are the best they can do.
When he was in high school, Messick would check his blood sugar 4 or 5 times a day and give himself as many as 7 shots to keep his blood sugar in a normal range. A reading of 500 might have sent him to the hospital, since very high blood sugar can kill. But now Bobby had to wait for a dose of insulin from the jail's nurse. Over the next few days, he worried constantly, unsure if he would get more insulin in time.
Deputies would walk by and I'd try to get their attention. They would just ignore you. Or like, they'd be like, what do you need? And I'd be like, well, I need my insulin. They'd be like, all right, I'll go let the nurse know. Then an hour later, nothing happened, so I ask another deputy, and they're like, all right, I'll go let the nurse know.
Frustrated and afraid, he phoned his mother, who complained and was told the jail was not going to coddle her son, that the nurse, who worked for a private contractor called ConMed, was following protocol. ConMed also cares for patients at the Virginia Beach Jail, where it's been sued by families of 2 former inmates for wrongful deaths. One prisoner was a 54-year-old diabetic with hypertension, sentenced to 10 days for driving on a suspended license. The suit alleged he was given insulin but no blood pressure medication for 4 days. At the state level, about half of all prisoners get care from private companies, and inmates file more than 2,000 grievances a year. We asked Virginia's Department of Corrections to talk about that, but officials refused. On the other hand, Abigail Turner was happy to talk. She's an attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center, suing the Fluvanna Correctional Center and its medical providers. The suit claims inadequate care has caused prisoners' health to deteriorate. Gina Wright, for example, complained about intense abdominal pain and rectal bleeding for a full year before getting a thorough exam.
There she was diagnosed with stage 4 abdominal cancer. And she died in April of 2012.
Turner believes at least 10 deaths could have been prevented at Fluvanna over the last 3 or 4 years if medical care had been adequate. 10 years ago, Virginia's chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union issued a report on prison health care called Accountable to No One. It complained of deliberate neglect, unnecessary deaths, botched surgeries, and policies that place cost above the health of patients. That report went to every state legislator. Since then, says ACLU attorney Hope Amescada, nothing has changed.
It seems to have gotten worse. We don't know a lot, and what we do know is not good.
In future reports, we'll ask why. But before we sign off, an update on Bobby Messick. After getting more than a dozen calls from relatives and reporters, the Newport News jail released him early. He's back on a careful medical regimen, working as a DJ, and spending time with his son. I'm Sandy Houseman.